Welcome back to another edition of Clear the Dance Floor here on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. 718-673-8201 is our number if you'd like to call in at any point during the program. And I certainly suggest you do so. That's 718-673-8201. We are back in the saddle. We have been away, and now we are never leaving again. It's the year of Clear the Dance Floor from here on out. No more missed shows. And that's a guarantee. We've got some guests in the studio to help hold my feet to the fire on this promise. It's the Epic Life Squad.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Sarah, is your mic
not
working?
On? I don't know.
Can no one hear this?
I don't know.
I think she's on, but she was just like far away from it or something.
Okay, here we go.
Does this sound good now?
Yeah. This is much better.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon.
Sarah Hennessy, Rachel Koster,
Colby
Smith.
This is someone's squad goals.
Oh my God.
It's my squad goals. I look in the mirror and I go, I'm missing someone. I'm missing two someones. God, I wish they were here and it's you two.
Luckily, I'm in the next room and you're actually around the block, Colby.
Yeah, so I can call you.
That's true. Yeah. This is a Crown Heights squad. This is an Epic Life squad. Yeah. You guys host the podcast, Epic Life.
Life with a Y.
The smash success.
Yeah. People are going hog wild for it.
They are. They love it. They can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And it has survived the challenges of...
Long distance relationship,
overseas travel, multiple tech problems.
Yeah.
Without giving away too much behind the scenes lore. Are people on the Patreon going, like, is there lore?
They're going hog wild.
Yeah, they're going wild.
They've got ideas. They're making stuff up. They're like...
They're calling us the new Stern.
They've got conspiracies out the freaking wazoo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That, like, what?
That me and Sarah are, like, switch bodies every week.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday, every time we get in, like, a slight tiff, well, our bodies switch.
Yeah.
Not our person... Our personalities stay the same. I still sleep in my room, but it's a lot more involved and really, really challenging. It's like a totally different thing than Freaky Friday.
Yeah, and we don't really acknowledge it because we can pretty much get away with switching bodies.
Basically, anything I would want to do, Sarah's body can do, and so.
Well, this is making me wonder if anyone has done this movie, because the body swap movie is made all the time, but has anybody done the movie where the bodies keep swapping?
Yeah, and it's like in the middle of the day. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, it's like Tuesday vibes.
Oh my God. Do we already have our first caller? Caller.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Whitley. What's up?
Whitley, oh my God.
In the house. Another crown.
Okay, this is too much star power for one episode.
Whitley, what are you doing?
Whitley.
I'm at a barbecue. We're listening to Little Yachty.
How many people are there? Doing? Is it my friend? Should I come?
Like 15.
Okay, cool.
You can come for sure.
What's the vibe?
The vibe is little chef friend Ben made a bunch of delicious food, watermelon salad, and we're just chilling. Someone gave us a bunch of apples to taste test.
Oh my God, what's your favorite one so far? Which one's your favorite apple so far?
So number one, I don't know what the name of it was, but apparently they're all like
number one.
They've never been outside Pennsylvania yet.
You're fucking
But number
God.
Four was ass, so.
Okay, totally.
Oh, my God. Apple taste.
I'll keep my eyes peeled for number four.
I'm actually going to go ahead and look for number one. It sounds great.
Yeah, my God. I can't wait till we get a name on that. Maybe you get to name it.
Whitley, I can't believe you're having such a beautiful Sunday with a watermelon salad, no less. That's really hydrating.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling very good.
I'm feeling very satisfied. Nobody talks about how peppy you can be.
Your voice sounds amazing on the radio.
Yeah, you sound
That's
like you're just up for anything.
I think of myself as so low vibrational.
Today, you're like shining through the phone. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like I want a Whitley pill.
Yeah, me too. Whatever you're...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, absolutely.
Milk me.
Yeah. So what's the fit like today? What are you wearing?
Fit today, I got on the Nike high tops. I got on some little shorts.
Nice.
And got on, like, a black mesh basketball top.
Okay, that
wow,
sounds
baller. It sounds really hot.
I know,
yeah,
it's awesome.
It's cool.
It's a scorcher out today, but we sure also is. Gotta be looking. We gotta be looking banging.
Fresh to
that. Can't let that stop you.
Got to. Yeah. Got to.
Yeah, we're just bathed in wads. Sorry.
What are you guys wearing?
I'm wearing like a sack dress. Sarah's wearing a red, like hot red mini skirt. And
ooh.
No top.
No top.
I'm sort of like seeing what's up and with no top on. It feels kind of wild to feel the breeze all over your boobies.
People kept honking at
it's
us. But...
Yeah.
There's a really strong breeze here in the studio.
Yeah. I think that's in a roof studio.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like podcast, but outside.
Yeah.
What we're doing here.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
epic
it's so cool.
Life.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's nothing more epic than getting a call in immediately from Whitley.
Yeah. I know.
Whitley, what are you gonna? Is there any drama happening at the barbecue? Anything we should? Anything we should know?
Any hot goss?
Or hot
Ben
guys?
Got too high and couldn't put on any music.
Oh,
so.
I love that.
This was the chef.
Yeah, Ben's the chef.
Damn.
Whoa.
Is the food reflecting that?
Taylor swoop in. But, he was having a hard time for a second.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Being
that's
too
real
high
well.
Is so scary, especially when you're the host, because it's, like, the pressure's already so high, and then you, like, add this, like, force of nature.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, he's probably thinking, nobody can tell that I can't turn on the music, but really, everybody's like, well, he's so fucked up, he can't turn on the music.
He's been over there for 3 hours, twiddling his thumb.
Yeah. He made delicious
food. Silent
room,
eating apples.
Oh, man, that's wild as hell. I love it. Well, yeah, let us know if there's any crazy goss. If you could call in about 20 minutes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What
you got to do
drama.
Is you have to start some shit and then call back in and tell
us
about it.
Oh, okay. I'll start some shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
I'll
you so much,
that.
Whitley.
Just be like.
All right, have a nice day, guys.
Oh,
bye, Whitley.
We love you.
Have
the best. We love
have
you.
Have an awesome time at the barbecue.
Okay, that's a classic hang. That was like emergency hang.
Like, yeah, I'll start some drama. Fuck you guys.
That was
like
great.
That was like alien invasion, natural disaster dial tone vibe.
Great call at 718-673-8201. Wouldn't you say, guys?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Keep them coming, babe.
Keep them coming. We love it. We love that. That was good. I felt like I was there at the barbecue.
Honestly,
me too.
It felt good.
I could envision like her outfit so well, and I was thinking about all the food that they're probably going to eat. Mm.
Yeah,
yeah. They always actually do a really good job of having food at their events. Like,
oh, really?
I went to like a barbecue, I think around like Easter time.
Yeah,
and like
and
Whitley's
so much
boyfriend.
Meats.
Like, yeah, or yeah, yeah. They had like lots of cool stuff. Yeah, but they were like, they really people really when people really give a dang.
Uh huh.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
When people really, because I'm not a meat girl, but they're all really into meat. So they're prepping way in advance. It's almost like, wow, it's like the process has begun before they've even purchased the meats because they know they got to do like 48 hours. They got to marinate. They got to do a rub. There was some sort of meat chamber that they cook it in. I'm not a meat girl.
One of these like big iron smokers.
Yeah, he had to borrow a smoker.
Oh, I love it. I love that. It's one of the best things about Brooklyn in the summer is walking around
smoking.
And just smelling the jerk chicken people
it's
are
so
making
good.
And selling.
Whoa.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, but the other day I was like, I should make everybody a chicken sandwich. Like, because sometimes I think...
So you could prepare meat, but you
no,
just
I
can't.
Don't even want to, but sometimes I want a chicken sandwich because I feel like it's like...
It's hearty.
Well, I just feel like it's like protein to the max. And imagine you went to the beach
time.
And somebody pulled out a bunch of yummy chicken sandwiches.
Oh my God.
With crispy
incredible.
Lettuce, crunchy.
Yeah.
When I went to when I went to Normal High School, there was this deli like down the hill from the school that had the best sandwiches in the entire world for like $7, which I guess is a lot now that I'm thinking about it. But I was like, yeah, I could do that every day. And no. Okay, well, anyways, it was the most amazing like chicken sandwiches with like a chicken cutlet and some like such good. Not an interesting thing to talk about. Sorry.
No. Can I?
No. This is a food show.
Cheese, bacon, chicken cutlet, or cheese, bacon, chicken cutlet, and pesto, and some tomatoes.
Yeah.
Or.
The word cutlet is killing me right now.
It tastes so good.
In what way?
It's just so funny to me. Like, I remember talking to Edie once and going, we're talking about our favorite foods, and I go, what's your favorite food? She went, chicken cutlet. Like, the way it was, like, she said it, like, an octave lower than I've ever heard her speak, and then, like, and then it was just, like, so funny to hear the word cutlet.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That I mean, cutlet. That is a funny
my favorite food
that.
Is chicken cutlet. Because it's, like, not even saying if it's, like, barbecue or, like, if
breaded.
It's, like, or anything, or like, what if it's the shittiestly
double fried
prepared chicken cutlet? She's like, yeah, that's my favorite. Like, there's no way. Anyway, yeah.
I love a good sandwich. I really wish I could eat more.
Well,
of
I was
them.
Just gonna ask you if you've had the one at Peach's Hot House, but of course you haven't. You don't eat meat.
Peach is so good.
We're making everybody hungry. Maybe we shouldn't talk about food.
No, this is a food
Sorry.
Show.
Yeah,
no,
this is my food show. All I had for lunch was a really gross unfrozen burrito.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know who can tell us about that? Our caller. Caller, what's up?
Hello, this is Colby's grandmother.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Nana.
Oh, Grandma.
Hi,
so
Grandma.
Nice, so nice to hear from you.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Colby's grandma, you have such a gorgeous voice. It's
what
so
gorgeous
raspy.
Eyes you have.
Thank you. Come closer to the phone.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm coming closer.
Oh, you're so pretty. All of you.
Thank you,
Grandma.
I
love you.
Wow. I love you too, what? Grandma.
Grandma, what are you wearing?
Grandma, what was Colby like? When you
Grandma's naked.
Again?
Grandma, put some clothes on. Ugh, no one wants to see that.
No, Grandma needs to go to the store. She's naked.
Grandma, we've been over this.
Moo-moo.
We've been over this. You have to wear something when you go to the store.
Just a quick pantsuit.
Oh, but then no one talks to me. People talk to me when I'm naked.
Well, what if you wear something that's really strange, like a big top hat, and then they'll have to say, oh, I love your top hat, Grandma.
Oh, you're so right. Oh, you're so
that's just
smart.
My idea for next time.
Yeah, at least
are you
hat
my
on.
Granddaughter?
No. I well, am friends with your grandson.
Oh, he's so handsome.
Yes,
oh,
he's a
grandma,
good man.
Grandma, you cut that
they
out.
They say he has a face for radio, but I think that he looks like George Raft.
Who is that?
Grandma's
he
always
was an old actor.
Old actor, yeah. And, Grandma. Don't worry.
And I took a canoe trip with him once.
With George Raft?
And yes.
Wow.
And he was very nice. And he brought lemon soda for everyone.
Lemon soda. Wow. So George, you and George Raft went on a canoe trip.
Yes.
And I'm trying to do something with Raft and canoe.
Well, I was going to say, I wanted to call him George Raft, and then, like, you know.
Well, I don't know who he is anyway, so it doesn't really
mean
anything.
We'll
it's actually not really
George
resonating
Raft,
for the gals here.
Colby, are you still in the war?
In the war?
You should come home.
I tell you what.
Scary over there.
Tell you what, Grandma. I'm fighting in the culture wars every damn day.
And Grandma, you shouldn't have voted for that guy who sent him to war. You're part of the problem, Grandma.
I did not vote for Voldemort.
Don't say his name, dude.
You're going to get in trouble. He's going to find us. Come on, Grandma.
A lot of people. Literally... No, it's true. A lot of people spread some nasty rumors that my grandma voted for Voldemort. And I just want to say here on the record, it's not true. It's not true.
She was a conscientious objector.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in Dumbledore's army. That's what she's referring
That's
to.
Right. That's
so
right.
So, Grandma, let me ask you something because you brought up George Raft. Have you been watching these little clips from Turner Classic Movies that Scorsese and Spielberg have been doing, like, their picks for the month?
Oh, my boyfriends. Yes, I've been watching them eagerly.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I love the way they talk at each other.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, my prune juice cocktail is ready.
Okay.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye, okay. Grandma.
Thanks
bye.
For calling, Grandma.
Enjoy. Who was that?
Oh, my God. I get the hang-up noise. It's killing me.
Who was that?
That was my grandma.
Oh.
She said it
I should
over
not
and
have
over.
Been so rude to her.
Sorry. I said it over and over again. Well, guys.
What a heck of a lady.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes, Colby.
What's totally rocking for you lately?
Whoa, the tables have
wow.
Okay. The tables have absolutely turned.
They have.
I guess Second Summer is rocking for me. Mm-hmm.
Second
that
Summer.
That was coined by Jay Cornell. He said that summer's not over. Second summer is starting,
okay.
Which goes until the end of October.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
I think that's true.
It's really reframed everything for me.
It's liberating.
It's liberating. I'm like looking around. People are like, oh, it's almost over. I'm like, it actually second summer just began.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that feels like absolutely relaxation through my body and mind to feel that way.
And I think about like going back to school and how good it must feel for everyone and they have all this energy. Yeah.
What?
I loved going back to school. I thought it was the best thing ever because I missed my friends.
Oh, sure.
School sucks, duh. But going back to see all my friends and like having new outfits and like getting to, also like when I went to boarding school, it was like we would always get new kids who like maybe it would be like the love of your life or like the hottest person you've ever met.
Whoa.
And there were always new like seniors because they had post grads come in. And so it was like, I wonder who the hot post grads are going to be and like who's going to date them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And there's just such good like music about like going back to school.
Look, we've talked about this before, Rachel. I think I would have loved going to boarding school.
Yeah, we got to get you back in time.
You would have loved it, huh?
You could be a teacher so good. It's easy.
It's easy to be a teacher at a boarding school?
I think so. Some of the people who taught me, I was like, how did you get here? They're like, I don't know. I just kind of asked.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
They say ask for what you want.
That's
we got another caller right away. Caller, you're on the air. Who dis?
Hi. How's it going?
Hi.
Who is that?
Hey, this is Akmal.
Akmal.
Hey,
wow.
Akmal.
Wow. Okay. What's up, buddy? What's happening?
Nothing much. You know, just hanging out. I had today off.
Wow.
I never have a chance to call in, so I was like, I'm going to call in the show today.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you're here. What do you usually do for work? Well, don't think about it. It's your day off.
No.
Sorry. You're kind of hard to hear. I might get headphones. I'm a server at a restaurant on the Upper West Side.
Ooh la la. Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really ooh la la.
Do you get any
it's
famous
very
people coming?
Ooh la la.
Any celebs dining there, Akmal?
Sorry, any celebs?
Yeah.
I did once serve Ben Stiller, and he was with God, what is his name? The guy from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
Tim Curry.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah.
I'm fucking joking.
I love
they were
Rick
together?
Moranis.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I almost didn't recognize Rick Moranis at first.
Of course, because he's been out of the game taking care of his children.
Yeah,
he looked hella regular.
Yeah, he's famously just a regular
a
guy.
A good guy.
He chose like the more noble path in life.
He did.
What a good man.
Rick Moranis will always be Barney Rubble to me.
Really?
Yes.
But what's that?
He was Barney Rubble in the 1994 live-action Flintstones movie. I watched as a kid every day.
I think I know.
I was like that with the Aristocats.
Oh, yeah. Right? Another great
every
one.
Every day.
Yeah.
My aunt was like, something's wrong with your fucking kids, to my mom, because I would just sit and eat cookies and watch Aristocats. But
And they had creme de la Edgar.
Yeah, exactly. And I would eat little cookies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I'm so there with you on this one.
But Flintstones was also sick. Hey, Akmal.
We haven't forgotten
about you. What's going on?
We haven't forgotten about you.
Yeah. That's okay. You can.
No,
do you live in the Upper West Side?
No, I live in Brooklyn.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's a bit of a hike.
That's
yeah.
a massive hike.
Jesus freaking Christ.
You're probably getting some nice tips, though, from Rick.
I hope so.
It's a slow season right now, so it's been a little tough. It's been a little not worth it.
Yeah. Upper West Side empties out in the summertime.
It does?
Everyone goes to the Hamptons.
Everybody goes to the Hamptons, where they go to Bar Harbor, or they go to Newport, or, you know, what century is this?
Providence.
Where are we vacationing?
Gosh, that's so wild. That makes me, like, gives me a little silly feeling.
Why?
That everybody does, like a whole neighborhood of people do the exact same thing and it's like very typical.
Oh yeah, oh for sure.
Yeah, they're disgusting over there. I
think
don't
so too.
Like that neighborhood.
What's your experience? You spend time there. Can you like describe sort of the vibes that come up for you and what you've noticed?
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, I've seen privileged white people before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
but
so sorry.
I don't think I've ever interacted with this version where it's kind of like old-timey New Yorkers.
Yeah, it's like a different entitlement.
Yeah, and who are all by all means like liberal, but still like not progressive or anything. You know, they're kind of like a Nancy Pelosi type, and
they like know what they should say, but they're like, I still want to be the center of the universe, and I'm like, I have money, so I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of a lot of like, you know. They don't know how to cook. They come to the restaurant almost every. Some people I see almost two times a day.
Oh, because they just don't cook.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not even special to go to the restaurant. They're like, this is the only way I know how to eat.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yet they have such opinions on how the food should be prepared. Ooh. And, you know, some people I'm like, I don't think you like eating here. But you come here every day, and then you complain about the way everything is prepared. But then I'll see you tomorrow. You can order the same stuff.
That's so funny.
That is the most relatable thing. I used to work in, like, a yacht club, and every time these people would come, they would be like, oh, this is so disgusting. I'm like, you literally paid to be a member here. You don't have to eat here, you freaks. People are so insane.
I think people love just sort of
They just like to feel like they have control over stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like that. When I go to the food co-op, I'm like, you guys should have my protein yogurt. But I'm like nice about it.
Have you told them that? Because I bet they get it in.
Yeah, I'm going to.
We had a really good experience.
Oh my God.
At the food co-op yesterday. It actually kind of rocked.
It was awesome. We bumped into our neighbor who has a car. And she was so kind.
And she definitely said, hey, girlies, I'll take your groceries back. So
damn.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
We got to get extra stuff. And then my favorite part. Kind of wandering around with somebody else and talking about all the groceries and what they like to get. And then I also select a few new things that I don't usually get because they got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Trying a few new things. I got some like cool new noodles that I'm going to take for a spin. God. So cool. Different kind of type of cracker.
Damn.
Yeah, that's huge. That's community building.
This is a food shop.
It is really. And everybody who works there also... shops there and shops there works there, so it's kind of like, hey,
everyone at checkout, it's like a real like, is this good, like everyone just kind of has a is this good off. Mm-hmm.
And I really like that.
Yeah.
Oh, like they're not gonna get a self checkout at that place.
No, it feels everyone cares
at the Park Slope Food Co-op.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There's a lot of fighting for sure, but
fighting,
yeah, like over the intercom, they'll be like, I found some. Does anyone know where this cheese is? And someone will be like, we don't have that anymore. And someone's like, yes, we do.
But add their names to it. Yeah. Like.
Hi, Susan. Yes, I'm in aisle 3. You can come and chat with me if you have a problem.
Oh, my
God. Like, wait, it's on the intercom? Yeah,
you're like
anyone in the entire co-op is allowed to use the intercom.
Yeah, yesterday we were listening to this. There's a guy, like an older man, just calmly being like, hey, Julie, if you could go into aisle 6 for like some restocking, Julie, that would be really nice. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, Julie, I don't know why you heard the first time, but because I'm like, nobody's like, is anybody's real boss or anything?
Yeah.
So people are just like, it's just kind of awkward.
Right, Julie, if you're still here.
Yeah, yeah. And then a couple of minutes later, he went, Julie, no need to show up. We actually figured it out.
Oh,
and
I'm my God.
We were there for a whole journey.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that anyone could use the intercom at any time.
Yes.
Because the people who are shopping are also the people who are working.
Yes. Like, every single person is an employee and a community member and a shopper at any given moment.
I liked hearing the shy man on it, though, yesterday. It was really fun.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I liked hearing the shy man making announcements because he was probably the, you know, you think that people want to go hog wild on a mic, but a lot of people really don't
want
that.
They don't want it. No.
And so it just seemed like it was like real gun to his head. Anyway, but yeah, we're almost suspended if I don't do more shifts soon.
So okay.
Keep your eye out for me.
We're making a lot of promises on this show today. I'm never going to miss a week again, and you're gonna catch up on your shifts at the co-op.
Absolutely.
Akmal, what's a promise you want to make here publicly?
Is that the theme? Is that the theme for today's show?
Yeah, it has become the theme. It's emerged.
It's emerged officially.
Yeah.
I guess... this is kind of a lame promise, but I've decided to fully commit to growing out my hair.
Ooh,
I always think about it, and then I last minute just go like, no, just take it all. Take it all away from me.
Wait a minute. How long do you want it to get? This is exciting.
I don't know. I've never really went super long. I've never went like, I'm thinking shoulder length, maybe a little bit above.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I am so pro this look for you, Akmal. Oh, my God. I'm getting fired up over here.
Yeah. It's really
I think you're
nice.
Going to look amazing.
A new hair shape? People love.
Yeah. This is really good.
That
this
is really so good. Fall time switch up.
Yeah.
Oh, my
you
God.
Thought you thought you freaking knew me, man? Like, that would be kind of your vibe.
Yeah,
exactly. And for a while, I kind of, my big thing that would keep me from growing my hair out, too, was that Colby's familiar with Amir Khan.
Oh, sure.
I know Amir.
Amir, okay, everyone's familiar. And so me and Amir used to perform together a lot, and we've had, you know, people mix us up before, just names-wise. And I was like, I can't have long hair and perform with Amir as much.
Yes, you can. You just wear a sticker with your name on it. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. But now he's in L.A. I'm just going to take his look. I'm going to take his whole general vibe.
His whole general vibe.
This town wasn't big enough for the both of you, but the country is.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And now you can both look the same.
I had to go to opposite coasts.
And maybe he'll get a haircut.
Finally feel safe. Oh my God, if Amir gets a haircut and comes back to visit and it's like it's
then you
like
have
yours.
To have grown hair because
like
otherwise
yours is now.
Honestly, it's irresponsible for you not to have long hair because then neither of you can change. But this way, if you're ever like back in the same place, one of you can change. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's his turn to change.
I always love long hair. I mean, every time someone, you know what? Every time somebody gets a haircut, it's like pretty obvious and it's almost like wearing like sneakers that are too bright.
Yeah.
It's nice to grow it out and just let yourself be you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the full you.
You're going to look so good, Akmal. Oh, my God.
We're already
this
excited.
Is huge.
Yeah, like right now we're looking at a headshot of you, and then we're just sort of drawing in extra hair, and we're loving what we're looking at.
Oh, my God. We can't believe you didn't do this sooner.
Ooh, it's more flowing than ever. Oh, my God.
This is honestly church. This is better than church.
We're all ordained.
Yeah. We're ordained ministers.
You can do that on the website, on the internet.
Yeah, I'm ordained as well.
Four-way marriage?
No, I did it like years ago. I don't know if it still stands.
I think so. You just have to pay like $15.
Yeah. You could get that renewed. Like, it was so easy.
You don't even have to go to the DMV for that.
No. Just tell someone. I'd like to renew my status as an ordained minister, please.
Yeah.
And then they say, but sir, this is an Arby's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If you say it a second time, they'll do it for you. Right. They'll do it for you.
Right?
Arby's is okay. Wild.
Right, guys?
Colby's gone full meme. Sorry.
You interneted all the things internet.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is Arby's the new Dunkin' Arby's kind of thing?
Wait, you're not familiar with this?
Well, there was a guy in my stand-up class who one of his big punchlines was making fun of an Arby's, and so now I'm just kind of putting it together that there was something happening and I didn't know until
it's
now.
Possible that he was stealing from this very popular meme, yeah. But it is also gone out of style, so maybe he doesn't know about it.
And also bringing it back in is kind of creative, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, good thing. I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Yeah, he can still pass the class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I won't have to call him. He posted a video of him doing stand-up at our class show. It was his very first time doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And he got like 600, 700 likes or something. He like did really well for his very first video that's ever happened for him.
On what? On TikTok?
Instagram.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive.
It was impressive. And I was sort of like, well, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, okay.
Student has become the master.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm just like, oh my God.
In 1 minute.
I have a question about those stand-up reels.
Hey, what's up?
Let's hear it.
I've seen a few of them, and I think I've joked with people about like, oh, people can just edit in laughter.
Yes, and they can. And they do.
People fake full shows on those.
Yeah.
Things. They like aren't in their living room and they're like, and they put in a laugh track. It's psychotic.
You can do anything.
But that's why everybody thinks like they can do stand up.
Yeah.
Because they actually like can. Nobody really needs to ever have a true crowd if they don't want. They can just cheat their whole existence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Akmal, what's your question?
My whole thing is, don't you think that everyone should just edit in laughter? Because I've seen videos where people have posted their bits. And
from the reel.
I could tell the laughter is light, and I'm like, hey, let's just juice this up for the internet. We're all lying on this
thing. Sounds
like
you should be a manager or something.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I know, I like this.
Are you good at editing? I'll send you some videos.
Yeah, I can edit a few videos. Listen, I'm going to be a manager. I'm going to grow my hair, and I'm going to wear it in a slick back pony.
Wow.
I'm going to shave a goatee.
Yeah. I love, look.
And that's going to be my vibe.
I love this. You could be the world's first performer and manager.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to quit performing anytime soon. I'm not definitely on the cusp of doing that. Every fucking minute.
But you guys just started. Didn't you just start a new show at Young Ethel's?
Hey, that place is kind of cool.
I wish I knew who you are. That's my bad.
Yeah, why? Do you ever want stand ups on your show? Me and Rachel could do stand-up.
You should get us in there, but we'll come anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Colby, tag him on the gram. I'll send through a follow.
Okay. We're gonna connect. Else is real.
Okay. Sick.
Yeah. Let's connect, guys.
Let's connect. I'll edit a couple of reels.
We'll also grow our hair out.
I'm working on it.
I want to get mine to even get longer.
I want to look just like you. And Amir.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, you got it.
Amir.
Two cool dudes.
I love
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Well, what's rocking?
Huh? Yeah, what's rocking for you,
Colby?
For me? Akmal, I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, you've been around, but we love to
actually,
have
you. Wait, I kind of do. Can you stick around for another minute?
Yeah, I literally have nothing.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Because
I do kind of want to tell the story with you on the phone because I think you'll
enjoy
it.
And I love having you here.
What is totally rocking for me? So on Friday, I spur of the moment went with friend of the show Paige Smith Hogan to see Bruce Springsteen at MetLife Stadium.
You're joking.
Completely last minute plans. Had so much fun, and. The story is really not about Bruce as much as it is about his guitar player, Little Steven Van Zandt.
Oh, now, my God.
Are you guys, do you know who this is? He, like, dresses crazy. He was Silvio on The Sopranos.
Yes.
He's like a kind of, like, trashy, like a trashy Jersey Shore, like, mirror image of Springsteen in a lot of ways. And they're doing the song Glory Days. And there's a line in that song, Glory Days, where Bruce Springsteen sings, there's a girl, she lived up the block. Back in school, she could turn all the boys' heads, okay? Mm-hmm. There is just the signs like, there was once a hot girl in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Van Zandt gets on the mic and goes, "Oh, she was rocking!"
And he can't stop thinking about her.
It is one of, it was so unexpected. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was dying laughing in my section, like, to the point where people were turning around and shooting me death stares, like, we're trying to enjoy the song.
Ooh,
and you are,
she was a rocket.
Oh, rocket.
Yeah, and like, he's like 75 and like,
oh yeah,
and just like a pirate.
Could have retired 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
He's just having too much fun.
Have you ever ever heard someone described as rocking, like, in earnest? It is so funny. Oh my God,
that is so, like, when you're doing improv and someone's really cooking and you're like, I want to get in on this, and you go too far.
Yeah.
<you're> like,
yeah. Oh my God,
and you ruin it, and everyone's like, oh God, that guy's really having a lot of fun. Wish we were too.
Yeah, wish we were too.
All right. Thanks for sticking around for that, Akmal.
Bye, Akmal.
Of course.
So
I
nice
love
to
hearing
chat.
Your story.
Thank you for calling.
Nice
thank you for
with
calling.
You.
That's so fun.
All right. Have a good show.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. 718-673-8201. Folks, 718-673-8201. Get in on the fun.
It feels amazing to receive calls.
Oh, my God. Getting someone on the horn? Nothing like
We're setting a record here. This is as many as we've had in the first 35 minutes ever.
Wow.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That actually
it's also
rocks.
Reminding me, like, if I ever see that my friend is asking for call-ins, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is so cool.
It's so fun and easy. And it's great. And it's great. And people can keep that going at 718-673-8201. Now, I feel like we didn't quite finish the what's totally rocking.
Yeah. No. What's rocking
for you?
I
feel like we barely
you?
Got into it.
I think the new lease on Life on Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
summer.
Rocks.
And what about you?
I feel like I just am having a nice time.
Mm.
Generally, life is pretty good.
Yeah.
I am feeling happy and enthusiastic and hopeful and inspired and creative and open. Oh, and you know what's really rocking is I got a new camera. And I've been taking amazing pictures. Wow. Colby, did you see them yet?
Are these the ones of you in
the park?
I took
pictures of Sarah. I took friends of my friend Zach.
Yes.
Everyone looks amazing on my perfect camera.
They do.
I'm now, so good at taking
you're doing
pictures.
Some cool stuff with it. Like just making the back so dark on a sunny day. It's like
I'm
so
a genius.
Cool.
I don't even know
how
I how
did you
with
land
that.
On this particular model?
Okay, so I went out to lunch with this girl, Rose Kelso, who's so cool.
Oh my god.
She's
I know
a musician
Rose
and a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She and Brooks.
Yes,
Allison
they make
do
amazing
stuff
music,
yeah, yeah.
Music and also date. Yeah. And I love her and I think she's incredible and a kind person. And I went out to lunch with her and I was like, how do you take your pictures? Because she takes amazing photos. And I thought she would be like, oh, I don't know. But she was incredibly generous and kind. And she told me the camera, how she edits them.
Wow.
And gave me other tips and tricks. And it was like so nice to have someone not gatekeep something.
Whoa.
And I felt seen and held and loved. And I love her so much. And every post I'm posting of these pictures, she's like, yes. And I'm like, thank you so much. Because without you, none of this would be possible. And I wouldn't have this like exciting new trick.
That rocks.
It's so cool. It's so satisfying to have like a new like area, new hobby vibe.
Yeah, and also just like knowing like that you're good at something but not knowing how to do it is so frustrating. And so when you figure it out, you're like, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's like artistic expression.
Absolutely.
You're taking, like, I also, one of my very favorite things is to look so sad in photos.
It's and, so
like,
cool.
And then you took a lot of me doing that. And so I'm like, yes.
Moody vibes.
I don't know why. I just feel like that's the best for me. My best look is either completely neutral or absolutely destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't look at smiling.
I disagree, but I get it.
Yeah,
it's nice to have your full face, like, like all the angles and stuff.
Yeah, because
when you smile, you like squish up, and it's like your joy is so beautiful, and everyone likes to see that. But it is like obviously a neutral face is where you get to see all the like parts.
You got to know what your thing is, you know, when you're getting your picture taken. I famously, whenever I was a cross country athlete in in high school,
what was your time?
What
was your PR?
My PR for 5K, I think, was 1804.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but there were a lot of faster
people. I actually heard that you run like the wind. Talk about it. She says that when she feels bad because you could really let her rip and she when you guys run together and she but she kind of holds you up. But I was like, sure he goes for his solo runs where he can just go for it.
Yeah.
You're like a phoenix or something, she said.
That's very nice of
her. A gazelle?
What's your trick?
What's my trick?
Yeah.
Did you read
all those books?
No.
I read like 8 books about running.
But a lot
would
of people.
Would you believe that?
Of course I would. Why not?
I don't know. I don't look like I could run. And I can't
look,
really.
A runner can look like anything.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're so right. That was in the book. That was in one of the books.
I gotta write my book. Gotta write my running advice book. Since we're talking about this, there was a documentary called Running the Sahara. Are you familiar with this documentary? Are you, Sarah?
Oh yeah, kind of.
It's just like these three guys who run across the Sahara Desert, but they like trot across it like all day. And my dad did a lot of marathons when I was growing up. And there was one time where we went to like the expo the night before where you like pick up your number, that you're like bib number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I overheard like 4 different dudes talk to women like at the thing by talking about running the Sahara.
Jesus Christ.
Just like constantly striking up these conversations just like at the expo being like, yeah, you seen the Running the Sahara? We're probably going to watch it later if you're interested.
Oh my God.
I heard it over and over and over again.
It's like what the English Patient was in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To this very specific community, Running the Sahara is the English Patient. Yeah.
I have an amazing running doc for you.
Okay.
It's not really so much about running as much as it is about this really strange man in Tennessee, but it's called the Barclay Marathon, the race that eats its young.
Okay.
And it's about this guy who owns a huge plot of land in Tennessee, and he has this ultra marathon that he hosts that is impossible to do. Like, basically every year, no one finishes it. Every now and then someone does, and they're like, Jesus Christ, he's a monster. But like, he doesn't expect anyone to finish, and no one goes in thinking they'll finish. And signing up to do it is really hard. You have to like send in like clothing or something. I like forget what all the rules are.
Yeah.
But he like starts the race by like lighting a cigarette and then blowing into a conch shell.
Oh my god!
So funny.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
And he leaves little pages of books out so he knows if you actually made it to like the points. And the books are always like The Idiot or like Dante's Inferno or like some sort of like punishing book. And you have to rip out your page and bring it back to him to prove that you got there.
Wow.
And it's the best documentary about running because just such a funny guy.
I've got to see this.
That's amazing.
We should have a Clear the Dance Floor movie club.
That sounds great. In.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You got to put that on the top of the list.
Yeah.
I'm in. I love that.
That was the Barclays Marathon, the race that eats its young. I hate when you're listening to the radio and they don't say the thing that they just said before. You know what I mean?
I'm like, wonder what they're talking about.
What was that? It sounded so cool, but you said it at the beginning when I didn't care. You know?
Way to recap. You're in. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Who's out to lunch?
Oh, who's out to lunch?
All right, let's go around the other way. I'm sick of going first.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, me first?
Or Rage.
Okay, for me, who's out to lunch is like, just like, jobs are so hard to get. And so that's out to lunch for me. Love is like so fleeting. No, I'm not even writing jobs.
I'm just kidding.
Can you even imagine if I was closer to that? That would be obviously like something that I was out to lunch, but I like couldn't be farther. It's like, I don't know, maybe working at like the worst place in the entire universe as like the slug who like licks the shoes of the underlings. And then they still won't hire me. And so I'm like, that's definitely out to lunch. And love is evasive.
Oh, yeah.
And fleeting and challenging to understand.
Yeah.
But I want that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Love is a battlefield. Have you guys heard
this?
Oh,
my literal God. Literally, I've heard that.
Love is a battlefield. And it's like, oh, my God.
We are young.
We are young. No one can tell us we're wrong.
No, they would be such fools to do so.
Yeah, no one can tell us we're wrong.
No.
In fact, most of them people are telling us we're right. Like, when people complain about love, everybody is like, yeah. No one can tell
us
we're wrong.
It's a miracle that you, like, can't just, like, make.
Yeah.
Not like spaghetti. The perfect spaghetti carbonara. It's hard, but you can master it.
You can do it. It's doable. Yeah.
Or people love to say cacio e pepe is hard to make. It's like, how hard can
a limon. That's salt in.
A limon. Cacio e pepe. A limon. Pepper. Parmigiano reggiano. Linguini. Pasta water. Mm.
Pasta water.
Shouldn't be so hard to do, but it is.
I love this food channel, man.
I know. This is a food show.
Yeah, it is a real food show. Oh, actually, I was thinking that I would be really good at running up. Like, if I was a host of one of those food competition shows, I think I'd be so good at running up to people and being like, checking in when they don't have much time left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, so where are you at with that pie?
Totally.
You know? Like, I'm so sorry to do this, but this is my job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wait, you 2 days ago, would. I went out to lunch with this girl. And like the whole time she was like, you have to stop apologizing. Like, you have to be able to take up space. And I was like, OK, sure. And then this guy came over and he was like, are you done with that? And I was like, no, sorry. And she was like, why did you say sorry? And I was like, because you never know. Like, maybe they're out of bowls and this is the last bowl and they needed to come get it.
Yeah.
And they're like waiting for the last bowl so that they can make someone else their lunch. But I'm the one like taking my time with the food. And so they can't use this bowl to go make someone else's lunch. And it's like they have like a shortage, but they don't want to stress me out by telling me that or putting. And she was like, something is really wrong.
No, I like it because you're like, no, I could be right. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a restaurant with a single bowl.
And you never know. I've worked so many places where I'm like, that is literally our last spoon. Can you fucking hurry up?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Our dishwasher is out sick and I need that spoon.
But also, like, you're just being polite, right? Like, you're not like apologizing.
No, but I definitely do have like issues with that.
Sure.
I think you're improving a bit because now, at least, because you're aware of it, at least. Some people, they aren't aware of their own issues or like or their weird habits. I also have weird habits.
I'm aware of every single bad thing. No, that's not true because I keep making little errors. But like generally, I'm like always a step ahead and I'm like, well, that was fucked up. That was fucked up. That was fucked up. Everything I do is
wrong.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the thing. You got to like balance. This is what I was talking about this in the kitchen this morning. It's like every time you have something negative to say or whatever, something that feels mean or sad or bad. It's like the scales are kind of going into negative favor. So you have to like pile in some like things that are dope and the good so that you can balance out the scales of your vibe. So it's like that's why we ask what's totally rocks. But like also it's like, I don't know. You're like, there's so many cool things about you. There's way more cool things about you than anything that's bad.
Yeah, totally. Otherwise, people wouldn't like chill out with me or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
People love chilling with you.
Yeah, they're so fucking wrong.
Get at it. Oh,
God, they're making such a huge mistake. What a waste of their one life.
No, I think it's cool. They're going to be happy on their deathbed. Oh, yeah. Yes. And I thought of this other thing that is really helpful. If you can't get to positivity.
Oh, yeah.
This is my new mantra. I'll have the last laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. So if you're feeling,
I love
so if you're feeling really angry or upset or depressed, if you just say, I'll have the last laugh, it immediately makes you
evil villain who has to win. What?
But it's a bit of relief from absolute despair, isn't it?
It sure is.
I'll be laughing.
Well, but you said something you said something last night that I thought was so great, Sarah, talking about being maximum Sarah Hennessy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. She's got to be maximum.
I'm in a new chapter of my life, everybody. Guys, I'm in a new chapter of my life. Where I'm getting back to becoming maximum Sarah Hennessy.
I love this.
So if you could picture any sort of training montage, that's just sort of
vibe. I think this is a great way to frame this thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll have
summertime is always when
that's
I'm maximum.
Chapter one.
Yeah.
The book is called Maximum Sarah Hennessy. Chapter one, I'll have the last laugh.
Mm-hmm. And chapter two, maybe it's perfect.
Oh,
that's
exactly it. Maybe it's perfect.
Maybe it's perfect.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about maybe it's perfect. For those of you who don't know, maybe it's perfect is my old mantra, which is like sometimes I hem and haw over like am I wearing the right outfit for the rest of my day? And then I'm on my bike and I go, maybe it's perfect. Like, I thought it was wrong or not right in some way, but you know what? Maybe it's absolutely 100% perfect. I got a sick style happening. I'm weather appropriate, which is like, these are two things. You want to look cool and cute or feel cool and cute in what you're wearing, but also weather, temperature, you have to, like, if you nail that when you're out for the day or night on your bike.
It feels so good.
Yeah, you're like, it's like the best feeling ever. So it's like, so I'm like hemming and hawing, looking in the mirror. I'm like, is this the right outfit? How about this one? And then when I hit the open road, maybe it's perfect. You know what that feels like? Ascension into heaven.
Yeah.
Heart first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heart first. Boobs out.
We know I'm not wearing a top today. Tits are out. Heart first. Maybe it's perfect, and I'll have the last laugh. Sarah Hennessy.
The last laugh.
Boom. Ooh, okay. Done. Man.
Yeah.
It's a shame we have 10 more minutes to fill, because that's the perfect ending.
Yeah, well, not my problem.
No. But no, you guys got to know that I'm wrestling my demons. So when I get inspired and remember all these, like, self-assuring things, it's like, it's a mini triumph every time it happens. Because I was like, we all want to wander into, like, shit thoughts. Dark vibes.
Do you guys have this thing that I have realized that plagues my psyche, which is like I'm convinced that I'm going to be like bullied.
What?
When I like the other day
when you leave the house.
So a couple,
what the fuck is that?
I have
like
this,
a bunch of school kids are like kind of me.
No, that I'm just going to like
I just wrote a book.
No, not
you.
Not that. It's a good example of this is the other day, it's a couple weeks ago, I was coming up here to do the show and there's a wonderful bookstore just up the road. It's called Human Relations. It's been in the neighborhood forever. Everyone should go. It's a fantastic place.
Great name.
And I was wearing a shirt that I was given as a gift years ago that is like the cover of Sun Also Rises, the Hemingway novel, is that's like the design on the shirt.
Oh.
And I stopped.
The Hemingway guy.
Uh-huh. I stopped myself from going in the bookstore because I was like, I can't be.
Oh my God, you're joking.
In a Hemingway shirt at the bookstore.
You're right, you can't.
People are going to laugh me out of the building.
Honestly,
it's like, no one is going to even notice. No one's looking
you're
at
right.
you.
No one's going to notice. And if somebody does, they go, whoa, cool. Like, it's not like it says Ernest Hemingway with like lightning bolts beside it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like the subtle,
but
like,
I realized that the reason I think that other people are going to do that to me is because I am doing that to other people.
Yeah, like, oh, wearing Uniqlo to go to shop at Uniqlo.
Yeah, look at this fucking stupid piece of shit.
Well, that's a check-in moment where you have to say, Colby, I'm the problem.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's me, hi.
Wow,
right?
That's amazing.
I'm
the
problem,
it's me.
Yes.
Ugh, the eras. Which era are you guys in? Everybody go say it at the same time.
I never.
1, 2, 3, Reputation.
Red.
That's right. I'm in my
Loving
Reputation
you
era.
Is like... I'm feeling like that.
Sarah, are you lost? You're not up on Taylor Swift.
I respect that Taylor brings people so much joy.
Yeah. Oh, she's popular in a way that people didn't even think was possible in this fragmented media
Sarah's
landscape.
Punk rock.
Okay.
I know. I'm sorry to be so punk rock and not be like a Taylor-y girl.
No, it's okay. You don't. Not everybody has to love her.
But
and I don't.
Look. But she's inescapable.
Yeah, she's like the Beatles. She just
funny,
has made
like,
so much stuff.
I
and like
say,
some of it is so good.
Sure, mm-hmm. But I did just see like a video of her doing like a live concert, like trying to look Whoa. Badass, but she looks so geeky. To
she's
me.
Humiliating.
Oh, of course, of
the way
course.
She moves makes me laugh.
Like
I'm
oh,
so,
yes.
so bad at moving.
It's just so it was so cheesy, but
here's a question. Yeah. Since you're talking about the way she moves, I think my theory is that Taylor Swift is the hottest person who is not sexy. You
no,
know what
Dua
I mean?
Lipa. Dua Lipa.
More
Dua
so,
Lipa
more
is
so, than...
so beautiful, but fucking her would be like the worst thing that ever happened. Mm. Sorry to say that on air.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree.
I think she's so pretty, but watching her dance, I'm like, oh my God.
I don't know. I saw her do that thing where like body rolling in like booty style up the mic stand, and that was hot.
Okay, well.
See?
I guess we all have different stuff going on.
But I didn't want to fuck her. I wanted to.
I don't want to fuck Taylor Swift.
I didn't want to.
Well,
like,
this
I didn't,
is what I'm saying.
I wanted to go to do the move. I was like, damn, if I. Oh, you got to it first. Imagine I did that during stand up.
My God.
People would turn over and hurl. It was. I mean, I just thought it would be fun choreography if
so
I was
cool.
a pop star.
Yeah.
Shaking your hips.
Yeah. Letting it all like move through you and knowing that all eyes are on you.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you go.
It feels so good.
Yeah, you'd be like, I bet you want a little of this. How about a little of that?
and a little bit of ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Yeah. And over here, you're looking at this, but you're wanting a bit of this. And
I think Taylor Swift does that. She like doesn't know how to control her body or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is like having fun.
Sure, sure, sure.
She's like, I'm a witch. Here's my potion.
Is she a witch?
Yeah, Zach said that. He's like, he called her a witch. Because she like comes out in a cloak.
Oh, that's cool.
That's, I mean, look, I think that's cool.
Loving you.
I think.
I sound so good.
We have to start wrapping up the show soon. Oh. So, Sarah, remind me one of your bonus questions from the Patreon episodes that people can check out at
patreon.com/epiclife. People do a brag, a sin, and their favorite invention.
Oh, yes.
What's your brag?
Brag, sin, favorite invention. Brag is that apparently I run like a gazelle.
Yeah. Yes.
My sin is I drank too much last night. And
okay.
Oh, are you paying the price?
And my, well, not so much now, but definitely had to hydrate this morning.
All right. Well, we absolve you of your sin.
And so. My favorite invention.
You are forgiven.
Favorite invention
today
that I've interacted with today?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm gonna say the bodega.
Yeah
the invention of bodega is so convenient.
Yeah
they kind of have that on lock. I'm from Toronto and like everything closes early. They don't sell like booze in the corner of convenience stores or whatever. They don't have bodega has it all, and they're making you fresh Sammies too.
Yeah good stuff.
Yeah anything you could need they got for you.
Yeah.
That's a really good, you know what? You just kind of nailed that. I kind of want to just lay down and go to die now.
Well, you can. We have to go really soon.
Amazing. No, we have 6 minutes.
Yeah,
what's your brag, sin, invention?
I like to end with a little song, you know.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
The
Let's
next
get that
show
in
can,
there.
Oh, okay, okay.
But
oh,
we have time for a brag, sin, invention from everyone.
Okay. Brag is I'm on CBD.
Right now?
Oh, my God. I knew something was up. I love CBD, Sarah.
I just started doing it this past week to help relax my nervous system from anxiety and my sleep insomnia vibes. And it's so fun to just be a little bit more relaxed and have discovery in the moment. That's my brag. My sin. What's my sin? Oh, shit. You know what? That was actually my sin. Oh, no, though. The sin is that there's THC in it.
That is a sin.
That's really
I'm
funny.
A bad girl for doing that. And I'm we're actually working right now. This is like our job, so I'm totally messed up.
That's okay.
And then my favorite invention is I really like strawberry flavored stuff.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Like ice cream, like a cold treat. Especially if it's really artisanal and they're doing it really well. Like, that's the best. Strawberry ice cream, summertime style.
That's awesome.
Okay. And I don't have a Braxton or invention.
Nothing?
No, play some music.
No, it's okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay, my brag. Yeah. My brag is I'm so good at taking amazing pictures.
It's so true.
My sin,
check out our Instagram.
Yeah. And my sin is that I have a sunburn, and my favorite invention today is my camera.
Oh.
Yes.
Bye, girl. Yeah.
All right. So, give everybody the Patreon address, and then we'll get out of here.
Oh, you can just check out our podcast called
Epic Life with
Pod.
A Y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, like, listen, and you know what you should do after that? Rate and review the classic.
Yeah, hey. And follow us on Instagram, because that's so nice to do. I'm Rachel Koster, and
I'm
that's
Sarah
Hennessy.
All right. And thank you
and
guys for coming today to the studio here.
Thanks for having
us.
Radio Free Brooklyn. Everybody should keep their dials tuned in, because Legendary Air is coming up next. In the meantime,
snap.
Here's C Lemon with Vaporized. See you all next week.
Oh, snap.